All eyes on Greece's debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Greece's debt problems continue to affect markets all around the world. The weakness in Greek bonds is again raising concerns about a spillover into the eurozone and the possibility of a bailout. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou says that's not in the cards.
We're being targeted. We're in a jittery time. There is a lot of speculation. Even rumors can create problems.
Now, while that debt drama plays out, Marketplace special coverage continues from Davos. We got word today the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will increase their spending on vaccine research for the poorest nations. Their gift today, $10 billion over the next decade or so. Stephen Beard is with us now live from Davos. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
How big of an increase is this for the Gates Foundation?
Over the next decade, it means the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will spend double on vaccine that they spent over the previous decade. At a news conference here in Davos this morning, Melinda Gates said this extra funding to develop and deliver new vaccines will mean a huge increase in the ability to combat disease in the developing world.
We estimate that we'll be able to significantly scale up delivering these vaccines. That means we'll be able to prevent the deaths with this investment and our partners' investments of over 8 million children in the next 9 years.
She said this decision reflects their belief that vaccines are the great miracles of our lifetime and one of the most cost-effective ways to save lives.
And Stephen, what kind of vaccines are we talking about here?
We're talking about new vaccines to combat polio, malaria, AIDS and rotavirus. This decision also to step up funding reflects a growing worry that the global recession may reduce government aid and that the fight against these infectious diseases will suffer as a consequence. This extra spending, Bill and Melinda Gates hope, will make up any shortfall.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard with us from Davos. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Special coverage from Davos is yours later on Marketplace. PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi talks about making it through the Great Recession. Let's check some numbers. Stocks are up right now in Europe, higher by about half a percent to a percent. And stocks were off 1-2% in Asia today. Wall Street yesterday, the NASDAQ fell 2%, and the Dow lost about 115 points. Last month's summit in Copenhagen failed to produce a climate change treaty, sure, but United Nations officials still hope countries will meet a deadline this Sunday to submit voluntary pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
UN officials don't expect all participating countries to meet Sunday's deadline, but the world's major emitters, including China, the United States, and Europe, are all expected to formally make pledges. Former U.S. climate negotiator Nigel Purvis.
I also expect that those countries will be putting forward what we've already heard from them.
Late yesterday, the U.S. announced it would do exactly that. But Chris Fox at Ceres, a coalition of investors and environmentalists, says investors are looking for much more. And he says that will take a national cap on carbon dioxide and other global warming gases.
There needs to be a price on carbon. And investors are very concerned about countries such as the United States, where there's policy uncertainty.
Fox says green investors are geographically agnostic and will put their money in countries where national policies support clean energy. Right now, he said, that's strongest in China and Europe. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
Studies have shown more Americans than ever are dissatisfied with their jobs. But if laughter is the best medicine, why are we seeing fewer comedians at corporate gigs? Cash Peters steps up to the mic to explain.
Okay, here's what we know for sure. We're in a recession.
All you see in the news is depressing and it's horrible and people are scaling back and no one's immune from the situation.
Well, exactly, Brian Pincus of the Bob Gale Events Company. We also know that everybody needs a good laugh right now, especially in the corporate world, right?
From my perspective at events, I feel like it's too risky.
Laughing's too risky. Agent Gail Stalker is a comedy consultant. She, just accept it, she books comics for corporate clients.
People always want to laugh.
Well, yes. So why are corporations reluctant to hire comedians for events, Gail?
For all sorts of reasons. One, they don't want to be seen as spending money frivolously.
Well, and two, because even when they do go crazy frivolous and hire a comic, it's a worry. I mean, what if they offend someone? Comedian Chipper Lowell knows this well.
In this day and age, you never talk about hiring, firing, where I could in the past. I could make jokes about replacing the president of a company and things like that. That is all taboo right now.
What happens if you do?
Oh, you just don't. You want the next gig.
Chipper. But clearly, it's all become so boring and, you know, corporate.
Right before a show, they will say, by the way, here's a list of things we don't want you to talk about.
Downsizing.
This division, this is their last Christmas party that they're going to, and they already know that they've gotten the axe, so enjoy. And then they put you up
and
on
you're
stage.
On.
And you're on.
All right, so if events organizers aren't using as many comics, what would I have to be to get hired? Something harmless, like a magician, maybe. Or how about a ventriloquist?
From my perspective, it hasn't been that in for a while.
I hope they get a bunch of work. I'm so disappointed! I guess I won't bother building a doll, then. In the end, hiring a band is the safest answer. As a result, some comics are down to 20% of their usual bookings. Not our best friend Chipper, of course, but some.
Even if I have the gig itself, I'm negotiating at 20 to 30% off what I normally make.
At what point, therefore, do you go off and quit and get a real job?
Oh, no, the money's still really good.
Of course it is. In Los Angeles, I'm Cash Peters from Marketplace.
And at the Schauspielhaus in Germany, a theater troupe decided they wanted to be authentic. Their characters were binge drinkers, so they replaced their stage water with vodka and got soused. Actors were falling off the stage, medics and police were called, proving once again actors are just people with hopes and dreams and hangovers. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.